Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Bergen County. Welcome to another edition of Record Talk Radio on this brilliant summer day, August 13th. This is John Enslin. I cover Bergen County government for the paper, and I'm your host for another edition of Record Talk Radio, our ongoing series of conversations with newsmakers and journalists from throughout northern New Jersey. Today we've got an interesting program for you. It's based upon an interview I did yesterday at a traveling exhibit, a traveling 911 exhibit that happened to be making a stop in Mahwah. But before we get to that, I want to point out to you, yesterday was an incredible news day in terms of things that were happening in Bergen County, and the paper reflects that. Today's record reflects that. I would recommend in particular the front page story by my record colleagues Todd South and Peter Sampson. They did an excellent piece on former Hackensack police chief Ken Ziza saying that a recent appeals court ruling that overturned his conviction on official misconduct means he's entitled to his old job back. So that was interesting. It also includes a statement from prosecutor John Molinelli that, as he said, we'll see Mr. Ziza in court. He's going to move ahead with a retrial on that count. So, an interesting case, an interesting story, and well worth your read. Also worth listening to is my conversation from a story in today's paper on this mobile museum that made a one-day stop at the Stryker Orthopedic Plant in Mahwah. While there, I struck up a conversation with retired New York City firefighter Joe Morstadt, a 21-year veteran of the fire department, and he is one of a group of about 30 or 40 retired firefighters who have been serving as tour guides, as it were, for this exhibit, which you have to picture. It's about the size of a tractor trailer. It takes about 20 minutes to go through, and it includes things like artifacts from the scene of the World Trade Center attack, things like broken glass, smashed fire engine parts, photographs and videos, radio transmissions from the 911 event that day, and it's quite an interesting exhibit. It is unfortunately on the road again, so if you won't be able to see it in this area soon. I believe they're heading out to Iowa. This is an exhibit that's toured all over the country in the last 3 years. Well, anyway, I had this conversation with Joe Morstadt that I thought was kind of interesting. So I'm going to play you an excerpt now from our chat.
Well, Joe, first off, tell me a little bit about your own background.
I'm retired from the New York City Fire Department. I did 21 years. I had 21 years on the job, though, at the time of 9/11. I worked mostly up in the Washington Heights section of Manhattan. I was assigned to Rescue Company 1 for a few years in the mid-90s, and I ultimately retired out of the 13th Battalion in Washington Heights. Yeah.
All right. And where were you that day?
I was actually off duty that morning, like everybody else in the world. I heard a plane had hit, and I kept the radio on in the car. I was working a side job actually down here in North Jersey, and I heard it, and then I came across all the emergency personnel should report to this, you know, to their respective firehouses and precincts, and I did so, and got there to the firehouse just minutes before watching the towers come down on TV, like most of the world there, and then we were ultimately signed and dispatched down there later in the afternoon.
How long have you been giving these guided tours?
I've only been doing this about 6 months. It's all retired, volunteer retired guys. We get around the country. This rig is on the road all the time. So we have 30 or 40 guys that take turns, you know, jumping on, keeping it moving. And also the building homes for America's bravest program. That's another unique program that we retired guys volunteer for and get around promoting raising funds to build these smart homes for the vets.
You did a great recap of Stephen's day, that Stephen's history that day. And I was taking some notes, but could you quickly describe what happened to Stephen that day?
He got off duty that morning, and he was heading to Staten Island to play golf with his brothers. And on his way to playing golf, he heard on the radio, obviously, that plane hit the towers. Him being in the Special Operations Command unit of the fire department, he knew that his company, Squad 1 in Brooklyn, was going to be heavily engaged in the operation. So he called his wife, said, "Sally, call my brothers and tell them I'll meet them at the golf course. I got to head back to work."
By brothers, you mean
his brothers.
Family brothers?
Yes, okay. his brothers. So he headed back to the firehouse. The rig, Squad 1 was gone already because they got sent right away. Mm-hmm. So he grabbed his gear, threw it in his personal pickup truck. He headed back to the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel, and the tunnel was closed. He was stuck in gridlock. So he did what his instinct told him to do, and that was leave the truck there, grab 60 pounds of gear, run through the tunnel, get to the Trade Center, and do your job. And he wasn't there long before the towers fell, and he was one of 343 firemen lost that day.
What's it like for you as a first responder and somebody who was on the fire department that day to relive this again and again, by describing it to folks as they move through this exhibit?
Well, the thing is to never forget. That's the theme of things. Once we forget as a people, as Americans, we become complacent. That's what happened between 93 and 2001. Once we become complacent, evil in the world knows when to make their move, and they did. So our mission is never to let people forget. If it was up to me, we'd be showing this every day.
All right. Well, that was retired firefighter Joe Morstadt, one of the volunteer tour guides on the 911 exhibit that happened to stop in Mahwah yesterday. It's not there now, but you can check it out on a video that my colleague Marco Georgiev did, and you'll find that at northjersey.com. I should mention the firefighter he referred to, Stephen, is Stephen Siller, whose family created a foundation that in turn created the exhibit that is touring the country. So you can find all of this at northjersey.com and, of course, in today's record. And stay tuned to those outlets for all your Bergen County news. Till then, folks.